With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington as well. Presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle in Kensington. Johnny Cake Sawville and Olney EB is in Ashburn. Coming up later this hour, we're going to give you a chance to win tickets to see Disturbed with Stained and Bad Wolves, scheduled for July at Jiffy Lube Live. Tickets on sale now. You can get details at thefandc.com.
It's a silly triple bill. Maybe I'll try to interview Aaron Lewis of Stained by myself again.
Right.
Never nice. In a billion gazillion years. Would never happen.
Also later this hour, J.J. DeBoss is going to join us to promote the new season of Street Outlaws.
Nice.
He'll join us at 9:40.
By the way, we were talking about Cakes, did you guys watch either Homeland or The Walking Dead? Well, Cakes doesn't watch The Walking Dead.
I watched Homeland last night.
Caught up on Homeland, Ricky. You're not, I'm guessing.
No, I missed it. Was it good?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, it was good.
I mean, the story just keeps moving.
I'll watch it today.
What am I going to watch after Spencer Confidential? Because I am going to watch it. I'm going to finish it.
Good luck getting through it.
Oh, it's not that bad.
So
it's
cheesy.
It's not that bad. It's just cheesy, but I could get through it for an hour.
It kills an hour and 40 minutes.
Yeah, I'm already 40 minutes in it.
I think you should watch the new season of Curb Your Enthusiasm. It's excellent.
You don't like comedies.
I don't really like comedies. Just
well,
so
just
dumb.
Watch one episode.
I mean, I've seen Curb Your Enthusiasm 100 million times.
I know, but watch one episode and see if you get into it this season.
Of the new season?
Yes.
I don't know.
Eric, watch Confession Tapes. There's some really good stories on that.
New or old?
Well, I mean, they're old cases, but the confessions, you know, the behind the scenes is all new. There's stories you've never heard of.
All right. When we had Kevin on Friday, he talking about that straight to on demand, all the movies in the theater.
Yeah.
He said that The Invisible Man was his movie of the year so far.
He loved it, yeah.
So I was like, all right, I'll rent it.
Garbage.
I get home, it's $20.
Yeah.
Oh,
what?
Deep.
And not doing that.
I'd already sized my wife up for it, so I was like, oh my God. All right, let's get it. It's just as dumb as predictable as it sounds.
I liked it.
It's just dumb. You have to just sit there and tell yourself, well, I'm not going to bitch about it because this movie is so stupid. The idea of guy going invisible is the dumbest idea I've ever heard. But $20 down the drain. Should have watched Netflix.
By the way, that movie's in this sweet spot for the yes-no men. $7 million budget, and it's killing at the box office. Just crushing.
Maybe we need to bring back the Junkies Binge Club where we spin the wheel and we have to assign a show to one of the other junkies.
Could do that.
Oh.
How
did that work last time? I can't remember.
Worked last time. I don't know. I gave EB some sort of documentary and he watched that. It was like a crime documentary. We each watched a show. That simple.
I guess. We got nothing else to do.
All right. Let's go to Mike in Upper Marlboro who wants to chime in on EB's potential party.
Hey, good morning, Junks. What's going on?
What's up, Mike?
Hey, man, I would tell you like this, man. It's a good idea until the third round of drinks and the first person that gets drunk and wants to touch you or throw up in your bathroom. It never fails. I've had this situation with
going to get that hammered, dummy. I mean, come on.
And I tell people, I say, yo, go use this bathroom. Do not mess it up. It never fails. Someone either takes paper towels overflows the toilet, throws up in my sink. It never fails, man. And you always say you're never going to get that hammered. But you do when you start having fun, man. And, hey, I'm with Cakes. Trent is gone before the draft, man. Take that bet.
Oh, by the way, if you
have a good one, stay safe.
Thank you.
By the way, no one has thrown up in my house since my wife, like, 12 years ago.
If you have an outdoor party, if you have an outdoor party and
dignified people over,
then goes into your house and throws up,
yeah,
you have to cut them out of your life forever.
Exactly. That's not going to happen.
They're never welcome back ever.
No. I'm not expecting anybody to drop a deuce. Just maybe, you know, you got a tinkle after you have a couple beers, which is normal.
I don't think Mike understands. The people we hang out with when we're drinking, we drink for about an hour and a half, like from 3:30 to 5, and then we're on our way.
This is an alternative, EB.
Yeah.
You could get a Jiffy John for the get-together and keep people out of your house entirely if you wanted to.
Those are just germ stations,
too. That's just an option. You're looking for options. That's an option.
Yeah, I think it's perfectly plausible. Use the basement bathroom. The rule is you have to leave the door open. Nobody will be in the house. And you do your business, and then you wash up. And then I'll leave wipes in there so you can wipe down the knobs.
Right.
And I think you're good. I think we've avoided everything.
I think you got to do it.
Or you can just not have a party.
Yeah, why is everyone trying to have a party? Right. Stay in your house.
Because
yeah.
People miss socializing.
Well, yeah, talk on the phone. Zoom. No. Skype.
Zoom for 40 minutes.
Have a Zoom happy hour.
A little bit of interaction, I think, is okay.
Sit on your sofa. We're told to sit on our sofa. Sit on your sofa.
I can't do
and
it.
And stop blaming young people for this dumb thing when all the old people want to have Easter parties and everything.
Don't act like you're young.
The young people are worse.
And 2 weeks ago, you said you were going to lick Corona.
I will, too. Walking around the tidal basin. I mean, you look at that video. It's nothing but old donks.
I agree. When I drove to Cakes' house on Friday to drop off the Comrex, I saw a bunch of old codgers playing at Norbeck Country Club through the trees on the same cart, picking up the pins.
Yeah, you also saw a bunch of 18-year-olds playing hoops.
I did.
Right. You're shaming all these people going down to Florida for spring break and party when all I do is seeing old people think it's a time to get together and have a party.
And then for the most part, I agree with Eric. People are getting it. It's slow. There's some donks. So we went to this park called Borer Park and went for a walk and everything. And there's a big playground, and it pretty much was deserted. But there were still two or three donks using the playground.
Right.
Just don't
people
have
just
a party.
Have to know they shouldn't be touching anything.
Yeah, no party.
Not everybody party is fine.
Not everybody thinks that way.
Sit at your house. Sit on the sofa.
Hey, Valdez, you'll be
okay.
Right, because that's fun.
I know it's not fun, but we're all in this together.
Yeah, but didn't you go out and play golf? Or you
I
were
did.
Talking about playing golf?
I did.
Did you share a cart, Valdez?
No, didn't share a cart or anything. Separate carts.
Did you touch the pin?
Didn't touch the pin.
Okay, so you were smart.
Yes.
Yeah. And just be responsible. Whatever they're doing over at that club, they're not being responsible.
Are you going to not exceed the 10-person max limit?
Correct.
So you're going to have two people over?
One family.
All right. Well, I want documentation.
I exceeded. I exceeded by two.
How many people were in that tiny Ace Hardware this weekend?
Stroh-Snyders.
Stroh-Snyders?
Probably hundreds.
Maybe 10. It's a small.
Well, I went to Home Depot, and there were more than 10 donks there. I can tell you that.
Believe me, I am elite at social distancing. I mean, I'm world class at it. It's, I don't know. I'm sure I'll get the Rona. I don't know how I'm going to get it because I'm scrubbing my hands down. I'm staying away from people. I just don't know how. Probably somebody will bring it in, to me. But
just provide
gloves.
One
of your party goers.
Yeah, when you have a party.
Just provide
some space between them.
I don't think so. There's not going to be any interaction. There's not going to be any. They'll be on the other side of the driveway. I think it works.
Have your dumb party. It's fine.
Yeah,
I'll have another one this week. Thursday, it's going to be 75 degrees.
Of all people, Valdez is the one scoffing at Corona, was bitter about Corona for weeks as it was approaching.
Right, okay.
He wasn't the only one.
I'm not the only one, but I was told by the government and the CDC to do all of this stuff, and I'm abiding by it, and you're not.
Nothing I said is not abiding
by it. I'm abiding by it
85%. Nothing I said is not abiding by it. Are you kidding?
90%.
Jace is the one that's botching it.
No, not really.
What was your coronavirus weekend activity that you would say was the most pleasurable?
Pleasurable?
Well, just that's something that was fun. Like, I guess
the fire pit. Fire pit with the family.
Jason said nothing.
Nothing. There was nothing pleasurable this weekend. It sucked.
I'm enjoying the time where with the kids and my wife, and we're all sitting around together.
Yeah, I did the family fire pit and nearly burned the house down, too. So luckily that didn't happen.
What happened? The embers?
No, the embers were still going. It's a little bit of hyperbole.
Right. Oh, that was recent. That just happened.
Oh, that was like 3 nights ago.
Yeah.
I think my highlight was simply getting Roy Rogers food. It's just like, I just said, all right, you know, I'm going to drive to Germantown, and Roy Rogers delivered. It was awesome.
Right. I want to do the delivery, but I'm still a little skeptical about the donks. Here's the thing. Like, for example, Instacart. It's great service, right? Somebody has to provide food for people that don't feel like going to the grocery or whatever. But they're just giving them all their germs.
Correct.
And they're exposing themselves going to the grocery 100 times during the day.
It's almost impossible to be perfect.
Well, it's not, but it doesn't even make sense. The people that are doing that job are exposing themselves 100 like all day.
Also in the fast food place. So I went to Roy Rogers. I did drive through. Even if the guy wasn't using gloves, but even if the guy in the drive through was using gloves, well, let's say I had coronavirus. That's going on his gloves, and he's using the same gloves for the next customer, and the next customer, and the next.
Yes, correct. He's not taking them off every time.
No chance.
It's just depressing to think about how quickly it can spread. Like it's way more contagious than the flu.
But if you want to be somewhat positive, you know, in the entire world, now not everybody's testing, there have been how many deaths? I don't want to minimize any death, but it's not like a million people have died from this.
True. And there's actually an article in New York. I know we got to go to break. There's actually an article in the New Yorker that talks about how hospital workers now, that they kind of understand this whole deal, if they take the proper requirements, in other words, they're taking seriously with the mask and the hand washing and stuff, almost no transmission now. There was one example of 58 doctors that came into contact or nurses with a patient that had the COV, whatever, and none of them got it because they were all doing the right thing.
Get a JP, better handle on things.
JP, here are your numbers. Coronavirus cases worldwide, 351, so 351,000. Deaths, 15,000. Recovered, 100,000.
Right.
So I mean, again, I don't want to minimize any death, but In a planet of whatever, 6 billion, 7 billion, that's a very small fraction.
Correct.
Right. The problem is that we're at the beginning of the outbreak, probably in most of these countries.
Correct.
And you're seeing the numbers, like every 2 days, basically double.
Yes.
So that's what's scary, and that's where everyone's doing the math.
All right. Phone number you want to chime in on anything, 800-636-1067. You can also tweet us at Junks Radio. We'll be right back.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got
got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. Right now we're going to play the very popular Caller 10 game. 10th caller at 800-636-1067. We'll hook you up with tickets to see Disturbed with Stained and Bad Wolves this July. Jiffy Lube Live. Tickets on sale now. You can get details at thefandc.com. We do thank you for tuning in this crazy time. At least one of our listeners tweeted that they have the coronavirus.
Really? Oh, yeah. Last Friday, right?
I don't know. I can't remember.
The weekend?
The days just blur, but I saw, you know, somebody, there are some people that hate the fact that we're talking about coronavirus, and then one of our listeners shot back saying, dude, I got it.
Yeah.
Where was he?
It makes you wonder how long it's been out there because so many people are testing positive. Like I said earlier in the show, there are some doctors that believe that in certain parts of the world, it's been around since like October or November. Like, before even China realized it. You know, and it makes sense. You know, you live in a world where people freely travel, and it might have taken people a while. Supposedly, there were some weird pneumonia cases in, like, November, and maybe this was it.
Right.
Who knows?
A lot of those people got tested, and they tested negative for the flu.
Right.
So it could have been the corona. Probably was corona.
I mean, it might have been. I'm hoping I already got it, because I've been sick since September. So, who knows? And I was not an elite hand washer then. In fact, I might have been one of the worst. I basically would do it if I went to the bathroom. That's basically when I washed my hands.
I think that's
most people.
That's
pretty gross now in hindsight.
I think that's most people. All right, real quick, let's see how our boy Cowboy Todd is dealing with the coronavirus.
Does he have it?
Cowboy Todd. No, I mean with the situation. Not that he has it. Sorry.
No, I've been social distancing myself, other than when I have to go out to work.
But when you go to work, you deal with, you know, what I think, I don't know if you're holding the nozzles at gas stations. They say that's one of the worst spots.
Yeah, you wearing gloves?
Definitely.
Please tell me you're
definitely
wearing gloves.
Wearing gloves. Before I get out of the truck, I Lysol it down before I even work on it. Rubbing alcohol. We got all that stuff in the truck. So, but the main reason why I was calling, so everybody is doing away with cash. We found 5 skimmers on Friday on these gas pumps. In Fredericksburg area in Stafford and Spotsylvania. So that is one thing. Yeah, they are hitting those hard right now since people are getting away from cash and they're using cards. So, definitely.
Is it real obvious, like, when you pull up to it, can you see it from afar, or you can't even tell until you kind of play around with it?
No, these are actually, we would have never noticed it until they sent it out. They found one in Maryland. We got to looking. We found 5 on Friday. So this is a new high-tech device. They are actually getting inside the pump more. So
how?
Yeah.
Don't they have, like, cameras?
They do, but nobody's going to pay attention to a camera until somebody calls in and say, hey, I used my card at, you know, such and such gas station, and this is where it got hit from. So, and then that's when the look, and it's already too late.
Probably because they can look like they're a customer and probably pull it off very quickly.
It is. And a lot of these gas station cameras for outside are terrible anyways.
Cowboy, where are you getting the Lysol? I'd pay good money for some Lysol spray right now.
Our office, I picked up a bunch, and then down in Blacksburg when I was there last week. I stopped at an old country store and picked up three cans that nobody even visits. There was toilet paper in there also.
Now, is this a monkey wrench towards your professional disc golf career?
No, I mean, well, the tournaments have been canceled because there was more than 10 people, obviously. But we still get together. Like yesterday, we went to a golf course that has golf baskets, disc golf baskets, where you can play along with the golfers and carts.
That's Tom Healy's nightmare. They throw right. a bunch of baskets and a bunch of Cowboy Todd show up with some whammo frisbees.
Hey, Todd, I think we're still going to go ahead with the Homer's Only Fantasy Baseball League draft, which would be Wednesday, because I emailed the league and they all just want something to do. They're all bored. They just want to draft. So we're still going to go through with it.
Oh, sounds good to me.
All right, make sure you're available 7 o'clock.
I will be there. I will have my laptop going at probably at a Waffle House or somewhere like that where I got internet. So
All right.
Be somewhere.
7 o'clock Wednesday night.
Perfect.
Waffle
House. I just want to give a heads up on those skimmer devices as everybody on top of everything that's going on.
By the way, is that where you have to go to get Wi-Fi? You have to go to a Waffle House?
Well, that or McDonald's close by. Let's sit outside. But I mean, I don't have internet down here. We can't even get it. I mean, Usenet is the best thing, and that's like dial-up, so I don't even get that.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding?
Dial-up still exists?
So you have no connection to the outside world? Do you have cable TV?
I haven't had TV. We do Redbox and buy DVDs at yard sales.
That's a terrible life. Oh, my God. How do you even know about the corona?
We've got social media.
How?
What do you mean? I get two bars, I can still get on Twitter.
Right.
And he listens to us.
And then, yeah, of course, every morning I listen to you also. But I can't watch
it. What is your rent? What is your mortgage?
My mortgage is
$1,300.
$1,300?
I don't think I would live. I don't think I'd. If you pay me $10,000 a month, I don't think I could live in a place with no internet.
He said he's got internet. It's just slow.
Well, no, I ain't getting satellite internet. It ain't worth the price. But, I mean, I've got acreage of land. I go out there. I got my couple baskets. If I don't want to go nowhere, play disc golf in my backyard, walk the woods, stay away from people, hunt,
right.
fish, whatever I want to do.
How is this affecting your buns with your old lady?
It's not. We're still smashing.
Right. Don't you have kids running around the house?
They're in the other room, or we'll go to the bathroom. What's that going to stop us?
Right. Okay, I'm just wondering, how many kids are in the house?
We got three kids, plus we got a friend staying over with her for the past 2 weeks. So
you always have more people in your house.
Right.
Well, didn't he just get, I don't want to minimize, but didn't you just get a new addition to the family you just found out about a couple months ago?
Yeah, she's living there. Everything's good. It's actually her friend that's staying over in the week. Gotcha. Everything's still good. It's like I said, everything's been a blessing, so.
Right. All right, well, be safe out there, Cowboy.
All right, fellas. Keep your own cards locked down.
All right, bro.
Definitely. All right, fellas.
I mean, I wouldn't know a skimmer. What am I going to take? How the hell would I know if the damn skimmer's there?
Just no if you clue. Had credit card fraud eventually.
You wouldn't be able to see
they'll handle it.
I mean, if it's inside, if they're placing them inside of the pump, you're not going to be able to see it.
Yeah. I mean, they used to have those ghetto ones where they would put like a plastic thing over it. You know, but if it's inside, no chance. But, oh, well.
Cakes,
all right, let me give you a couple of other stories in the world of Hollywood entertainment.
I want to ask Cakes if he still has his money in the MGM, in the safe.
Still there. Presently on the premises. Yes, right. Correct.
All right.
Valdez, do you have the Neil Diamond song? I haven't heard it yet, where he did a remake of Sweet Caroline.
Yeah, I have it.
All right, I want to hear this. This, of course, is...
And this is the type of act
viral.
I know Neil Diamond is one of the greatest, but this is the type of act we're looking for Wednesday at 9:20 when we do the Junkies.
Something tells me we're not
talent / gong show.
Not going to get a lot of people on Neil Diamond's level.
Hi, everybody. This is Neil Diamond, and I know we're going through a rough time right now, but I love you, and I think maybe if we sing together, well, we'll just feel a little bit better. Give it a try, okay? Washing hands, reaching out.
Terrible.
All right,
awful.
That's enough.
That's a terrible story.
Like stands at Fenway and all the Southies are
Do you have? Would you gong him? If that was on Wednesday, if Neil Diamond called in,
he would get gonged.
He would get gonged.
Yes, 100%. Right,
especially if he's 80 years old. Like
See,
Diamond.
I think the bit can be so bad, it's good. I just pitched another bit to the guys. You know how we played who's social distancing or not on Friday?
Correct.
With names? This was kind of sports-inspired.
That's branded infected or protected, by the way.
I like that, infected
Very
or protected.
Very good.
I'm just noodling this, okay? Just spitballing. It may be awful. If we just come up with a list of athletes and we bet on who's staying in shape and who's not, who's going to be a big fatty? Like in all these sports, they might be sidelined for a couple months. Some of these guys are going to come back out of shape.
Oh yeah, I think a lot of the basketball guys, because you can't go to the gym.
And I saw one story: some guy that lived in like a fancy condo, HOA shut down his gym. Like these guys were saying, well, everybody's got a home gym. Not everybody.
No,
not everybody. I mean, I saw FP was FP Santangelo. He's probably doing shtick, but he had two paint cans he was using as dumbbells in his garage.
There you go. Whatever it takes, whatever's lying around.
I mean, the truth is you can still go for a run, but nothing simulates playing the sport, you know, that cardio. And then strength-wise, you know, that's just on them, but not everybody's got access to weights right now.
Just an idea. We've got nothing but time. Maybe we'll get that going for tomorrow's show.
Valdez, have you had a chance yet to go through the Rita Wilson audio? I'm not sure if Lurch has heard that yet.
Yeah, I have it.
Let me hear it.
Okay, so, Jason, did you see this? It went viral. So here is it's a lot of it is visual, but Rita Wilson and Tom Hanks, they've been posting on social media that they're feeling better.
Right.
And there's a video. Go ahead and start to play it, Valdez. There's a video of Rita. She's like reading a book.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, she breaks into song.
Picture on my morning, okay. But you couldn't make my day. I'm rocking and you're yawning, but you never look my way. I'm looking down, you darling, in every single way. Your funny flow is fawn, and your green comes on the way. This ain't got to do with shampoo, so watch your head and shoulder. Brother older, bold enough to fold you. Yo, I told you.
Pretty good.
What I made and played it with some funky twists of sage and flips and tricks. Put that music in your funky bag. Triggers from the grill town, ill town. Some ass how it feels now. The deals that were
Are you watching the video
down.
Too, Jason?
I am. I got it up
phantom.
Now.
Ain't trying
right.
To be handsome. Shrinking what you're thinking, because I'm vamping.
I live Dude, and she's doing a good job.
That is pretty good.
I would hit the gong. It's awful.
All right, but hold on. It's awful, but she's doing a good job. She's staying on beat.
And she knows. She's memorized that. She's not reading
it. Or she's reading it. But either way, that's not the first time she's heard that song.
I don't think she's reading it.
She's heard it 1,000 times.
I don't think she's reading the lyrics. 1,000 times.
Eric, she's not reading the lyrics because her eyes are all over the place.
Yeah, I watched it. I don't know. I felt like maybe because I don't know how she could memorize all those lines. But although she is an actress.
Oh, we got JJ DeBoss is going to be joining us in about 5 minutes. And I believe EB has
All right, well, stop worrying about those pesky pump plumbing problems, people. And call my guys, the 5-star plumbing experts at Crop Metcalf. From water heaters and garbage disposals to sump pumps and main water lines at Crop Metcalf, 5-star technician. Can tackle any and all of your plumbing needs. Call Crop Metcalf today to save $50 off your next plumbing service at 1-800-GO-CROP or visit cropmetcalf.com. Crop Metcalf, home of the 5-star technician and a proud partner of the World Series champion, Washington Nationals.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. It's JP in D.C., EB in Kensington, Cakes in Olney, and Jason in Ashburn. Joining us right now on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline is a guy who's been on the show before, J.J. DeBoss. There's a new season of Street Outlaws. Memphis premieres tonight on Discovery at 8 p.m. Thanks a lot for joining us, J.J.
J.J.
How y'all doing? Good morning.
What's up, JJ?
How are you doing, buddy?
How are you getting through this?
Drinking coffee. Just all we can do is pray to the good Lord and keep rolling.
Right. When did it hit you? Because some people have been watching this for a while from afar, but you're out there doing your thing, kind of out in the country, you know, with the racing and everything. Had you been keeping an eye on this, or did this hit you like most of the country, like out of nowhere?
I really don't entertain it. You know what I'm saying? I stay at home with my kids and my wife cooks supper and everything. So I'm not dead in the middle of it. You know, I understand it really is serious, but you
right,
know,
but
I just don't, I try not to entertain it.
Right. I hear you, but I'm wondering, when did it first sort of dawn on you that, wow, we got to lock down. Like, did you see this coming like 3 weeks ago, or did it just hit you like a ton of bricks?
You know, it grew by the day. You know what I'm saying? I've never seen it get this crazy. And I don't think it's as crazy out here as it is out y'all's way,
right.
Might I say. I think
right.
We're a little bit behind y'all.
Right, right.
Plus,
right,
you're more
right.
spread out. I mean, you're not in like a monster
high
city like New
area.
York.
Yeah, exactly.
I got horses, chickens, goats, ducks, and everything here, you know, where I live. So it's a kind of a different world that we live in. I don't have a neighbor within 5 miles.
Right. Right. So tell us about the new season, because we're all desperate, JJ, for entertainment. We don't have sports. We're big sports fans. Most of the country, you know, is full of big sports fans. But you guys have a new season. This is the perfect time for you guys.
Right. It's going to be awesome this year. I think everybody will enjoy it. And the beauty of it is Discovery just kind of let me do my thing and keep it as real as I wanted and said, hey, we're just going to follow you with the cameras. Y'all do y'all. And that's what you'll see. You know, of course, when it's like that, you'll see a few little things you don't like, but if you enjoy the realness of it, you'll appreciate that.
Are there more fights, more scraps?
No, I don't think. You know, there is. But there's, you know, I try to keep it under control as much as I can with everyone. You know how it is when you're out in the streets. Hey, you know, it's not like you're not in church. But, you know, and people's passionate about these vehicles, and might I say the girls are probably more passionate than us guys.
What's the biggest bet this season?
Oh, man, probably the one I lost. It's only big if you lose. You know, that's when you got to pay it.
Right. They also, you know, they do these bets where it's humiliating, where not only do you lose cash, they'll bet the boots they're wearing. They'll bet, like, the haircut. You got, you know, get a bald head at the end of it. All of that.
There's going to be one that I felt that made me feel bad. This chick bets one of the other girls her hair, and her hair was on her back. I told our girls, I said, please don't cut that girl's hair. I said, man, her mama going to die. And the girl said, no, I bet it I'm going to cut it. And she cuts her hair.
Oh, my God.
That was a little far out.
How many girls do you have driving for you? Because you have Precious, you have Trisha, your wife, and then you have, is it Gully's daughter?
Gully's daughter, we call her, I name her, I call her Molly. She's going to be coming this year. Then you also going to see Precious's little sister, Chelsea. She's a handful. She's going to be driving.
Now, can you explain to people, JJ, your relationship with Precious? Because a lot of people, you're like a mentor to her. A lot of people don't quite get it because you're so close with her, but yet you're married to Trisha.
Precious's dad. And we grew up in a little small town of 700 people. I've known, you know, my whole life. And, his dad, her dad raced with my dad. Her dad and my grandpa fished together every day. I've known them my whole life. You know, me and hers grew up in the same area. And, you know, she's an awesome friend. You know, she's really, really quiet, and she comes off a lot of times the wrong way. People will think, hey, she, you know, she's a smart aleck, but she's not. She's just, you know, she's not really a talker, but, you know, she's an awesome person, and she loves drag racing as much or more than I do.
Can you believe how much the show has blown up? Did you have a sense that when you first got this opportunity that it was going to explode the way it has?
I never dreamed of it, honestly, you know what I'm saying? And you know what? So, you know, it makes me feel good sometimes when I see kids and I give them stuff or sign stuff. I feel like the Lord gave me a chance to give back, and I'm giving back. And that's why, you know, hey, I don't hesitate to try to, you know, keep it as real and do all I can.
Right, right. All right, well, give everybody the skinny on what time it is and what channel again tonight.
It's going to be on Discovery tonight, 8 o'clock Central.
Right, and it's so then it's every Monday?
Every Monday. It'll be on Discovery Channel, 8 o'clock Central, and we're going to be racing, and you can guarantee, I give my word, it's as real as it gets. There's no kind of stage, nothing. Hey, they're filming it just like we do it.
And, right. And Jason, you can bet on it.
I need something
Jason,
to wager
your
on,
betting
JJ.
Angle.
JJ, I need something to wager on. Yep. I'm completely lost.
Find
right
it
now.
On your book.
Just remember this. If you bet on Precious every time, you'll come out ahead more than you'll lose.
All right. I'll keep
thank
that
you, JJ. Appreciate it, buddy. Be safe.
I thank you, guys. Y'all take care, man. It's going to be awesome this year. Y'all should enjoy it.
Yeah, we'll check it out. Thank you, buddy.
JJ DeBoss. Right.
JJ DeBoss.
So when
love
he says
it's show.
On 8 Central, does that mean 9 Eastern, I'm assuming?
I know. I was doing the math on that, too, Cake. Struggling
I mean,
a little
according
bit.
To this plug, it says 8 p.m. tonight on Discovery. But
okay.
If you go to the guide, I'm sure you'll find it.
It's on at 8 Eastern.
8 Eastern. Okay.
Why'd he say Central?
Because he might be in
because
Central
he's in
time.
Memphis, and he's in yeah. Central time. So it's probably right. On at 8 his time, too.
Ah, really? Okay. Okay.
Hey, Jason, that implied open, the futures, it went away.
I told you.
I mean, well, it's so crazy because overnight the futures were way down, and right. Then we got up this morning, and it was way up, and then it opened way down.
Yeah, I think I'm going to put that on day traders.
It's going to be down 4 out of 5 days for the next 8 to 12 weeks until this finally just levels out.
I told Jason this, that let's just say – that everyone gets frustrated after the 15 days and they go, you know what, we flatten the curve, but we got to save the economy, so all bets are off. You do what you got to do.
Right.
I'm going to be scared because I don't want to go
course.
Out there and get that hurting virus.
Right.
Well, hopefully it doesn't come to that, but at some point the country has to continue to go on. You can't just shut
the country. Because I'll do my part, but right. My kids, if as soon as they get the green light and everyone else is running around, it's over.
Oh, yeah, you can do your part all you want. But if 90% of the other people in the country aren't, it doesn't make any
right.
sense for
that's
you to
what frustrates me. We're all going for these long walks. When I go on these walks, like I'm going with my family, okay, blood. And I see people paired up together that I know aren't related.
Right.
And then I walk by a basketball court, full court, like and people waiting to play next.
Right.
Like, what the hell's going on?
I yep. know. That's
we
crazy.
Just need a drug or some sort of a shot you can take that will just cure this within a week.
Well,
that's what
might
we
not
need.
Get a cure, but if you have something that'll
well diminish
treat
it. Diminish
mitigate
the symptoms.
Things, yes.
Treat it effectively,
correct,
and make it so that the hospitals aren't overrun.
Just like what we do when we have the flu, you get the Tamiflu or whatever, and you
right.
go to you go to the doctor, and they yeah, exactly.
It
doesn't necessarily cure it, but it makes it go away after right. time. That's what we need. We need
like
some hope.
If you give me
right
the,
now, there's no hope. There's too much uncertainty. It's killing everybody.
Give me the Rudy Gobert, the one where I lose my smell and my taste for a couple weeks. I'm good. I'll take it.
Right. You can live.
But
with
here's
that.
What scares me, and we all have this. You know, everyone has their own unique circumstances, but my daughter takes a medicine that's like an immunosuppressant, so she's kind of compromised. My son has asthma. My wife has a pretty rough case of asthma, right? You guys, I'm sure, have your own deals with your family members. I just don't want to play with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I hear you.
Because a lot that's... of people go, oh, it's not going to hurt you. You really don't know until you get it.
Yeah, I mean, we had somebody tweet us today who said their buddy is 29 and has coronaviruses on a respirator. 29.
Right. What yep. was his deal? Did he have an underlying issue?
There weren't – I mean, it was a tweet. It was like two yeah. sentences. Yeah. Right. I didn't get many details.
All the
there.
Details.
Right. A lot of times they do have terrible underlying issues, but, you know, sometimes they don't.
Well, so. Hopefully he'll be okay, but it just seems like every single day there's another story. You know, there's more uncertainty, there's more fear. You know, Europe is just a mess right now. I don't know. I can't even picture life being back to normal.
I'm telling you, Jason.
I don't know how long that's going to be.
You mocked me for this? I don't think handshakes are coming back. I think they're done-ski. I think it's fist bumps.
Yeah, I haven't done one. I haven't done one
overrated.
In 3 weeks.
You know what? I'm fine with those going bye-bye.
Right, I mean, but that's a total change. Like the brother hug, done.
Gone. See you later.
Gone.
No mas.
Yeah, I mean, maybe some people will don't care, but you're not giving me one.
No chance.
Nope. You're going to get the fist or the elbow or a toe tap.
Right. Can we get some good news this week?
Ooh, that's what? Tough. That's a tough ask. Good news?
Yeah, good news. Oof. Something that will kind of slightly turn this around.
I'm going to say this is the week of no good news. Maybe next week.
I mean, if we don't get good news for 45 days...
No,
do you understand what life's going to be like in 45 days if it's like this or worse?
I think that they're going to show us when this 15 days is over, the effect that this has had. They'll show us what the path we were on and then the path where they think we're on now, and I think that'll be something to build on.
We just have to hope and pray that there are more stay-at-homers and people that are actually listening than there are selfish jerks who are going to see the cherry blossoms and the spring breakers. Hopefully we outnumber them by a lot.
Yeah.
That's all we can hope for.
I think we do.
I hope you're right.
You're never going to get 100% compliance. It's never going to happen.
Uh-uh. Well, at least today you know people aren't going to be down at the cherry blossoms because the weather sucks.
And we can't have, as EB said this over a week ago, you can't have a famous person dunk off from this.
Oh, yeah.
I just saw the Secret Serviceman has come down with coronavirus. That's good.
Yeah.
I mean, it's you're going to see more and more of these stories, but I think you'll feel better when the Tom Hanks, the Rudy Goberts, and all of those people come out of it on the right side.
Correct.
We need all the famous people to survive. Not that we care about them.
Right.
But that as a culture, we seem to care. And but if a famous person dies, that's bad.
That might keep people at home, though. Tom Hanks donks off. No more beach trips.
It's true.
That's a good point.
So who do we want to sacrifice? Maybe we'll sacrifice like Placido Domingo or something?
Sacrifice the guy from The Bachelor. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, Colton.
No, you don't want to sacrifice anybody.
All right, kidding, boys.
We got to get
We're
out
kidding.
Of here.
All right,
for
Ricky.
EB, Cakes, Bish, I'm JP. We will see you tomorrow. Grand Danny, they're up next, live on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.